You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Have a great day. Happy Tuesday to you. It's right now, it's 5:40 a.m. your time. It's 10:40 a.m. my time in London. A little bit behind today. I want to go do some sightseeing before I head over to the media availabilities this afternoon. So kind of make this quick. But, you know, I just want to let y'all know that I'm really enjoying London right now. I mean, I've been here yesterday. I kind of like the culture. I like the vibe. It's weird. You know, I wrote about it in today's Philly Inquirer. It's on Philly.com as well. Philly Inquirer, Philadelphia Daily News about, you know, I have like a diary and I talked about the first day, was talking about drinking tea in the afternoon. And, you know, I know some people say, what are you talking about, Pompey? Who cares about drinking tea? Well, I thought the same thing. And then I was wondering why people were actually reserving seats at this place, like literally like renting it for an hour so they can sit there and drink tea. And I'm talking about businessmen were coming in their suits and this and that and having meetings, and guys were just relaxing. And you look at people getting up and they left in a way better mood than when they arrived. And I'm saying to myself, like, okay, what did they spike the tea with? But, you know, nothing. It was just, it's just relaxing. And I did it. So I said, let me get some. And I had a great time. I really enjoyed the tea. I really enjoyed the vibe that I got. And beforehand, you know, you take a red eye. You get here at 9 o'clock, you know, London time. It takes you, actually it was closer to 10. It takes you 3 hours. I mean, literally, it took me 3 hours to get from London Heathrow. I mean, once my plane landed, to get to my hotel room. So we're talking customs, baggage claim, long taxi ride, you know, everything, you know, checking in. So it was exhausting. And I must admit that once I had that tea, you know, I forgot about everything. But so, you know, these next couple of days out here are going to be, you know, sightseeing for everyone, the Sixers, myself, you know, the fans from all over. But the thing is, this is going to be a big game. And the people out here are really hyped up about this game. They're thinking that, you know, this game brings a rivalry that, and there's more on the line at stake than there has been in the past to date, you know. And it's hard for them to compare games. You know, you never really want to do that if you're in this type of business. However, with that being said, that, you know, when you have the Celtics playing the Sixers, you know, two traditional rivals, they're two Atlantic Division foes, you know, they're also, you know, the Sixers have a 4-game winning streak. The Celtics have a 6-game winning streak. The Sixers are, you know, trying to be, and they, you know, they want to win to basically hold serve in regards to a playoff picture. And now they do have a lot of time left in the season, but they still want to hold serve. And then you have the Celtics, who want to be the number one team in the East. And they are. They have that urge. But, you know, you just can't, like, let a game slip. So this is going to be a huge game when you factor in. And people are coming from all over Europe, you know, and other continents as well. But, you know, it's going to be an exciting game. And, you know, what you need to do is you need to make sure you go to Philly.com and make sure that you read me. I'm going to have 4 articles a day. You know, one of them is going to be a diary. That's why I'm trying to hurry up and rushing and getting out of here so I can have some stuff to provide you guys in the podcast tomorrow, and also some stuff I could provide you in the diary. And also, I want to make a point to get to these media availabilities and see all the things that the Sixers are going to do today. They have a huge slate. In addition to just bringing a team, they have a bunch of their sponsors here. You know, Scott O'Neill is going to be here, the team CEO. He's actually the CEO of the group that the managing team owns. So he's, you know, in regards to the Devils and the other business ventures that they have. So this is going to be a huge week, on and off the court for the 76ers. Hey, I just wanted to thank y'all for listening, and I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. Peace.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.